Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, a lot going on this week. Oh, the big talk about, well, dongs and girls sports. Supreme Court decision comes down.
And there are a lot of liberals very, very upset that we're going to go back to doing things that we used to do all the time when it comes to, you know, having common sense when it comes to dividing sports activities at the high school, middle school, collegiate levels based on gender, based on actual gender, biological sex.
Like we've done for, I don't know, hundreds of years.
All of humanity.
Yeah.
Yes. Somehow this is controversial.
Yeah, well, Spehar is a left-wing podcaster and MS Now commentator, and she put out a wild conspiracy theory when it comes to states banning boys from playing girls' sports.
No, I haven't heard this yet. Go ahead.
States are allowed now to discriminate against trans kids who want to play in girls' sports. Now,
it's not discriminate.
That's the word they use, though.
It's not discriminate.
No, it's not.
No, they're playing pretend. Not everyone else has to play pretend. They don't.
That's going to affect maybe 12 or 15 kids
yes.
who are trans across the nation that want to play girls' sports.
Okay, that's one of the arguments they always bring up. It doesn't matter if it's one.
Yeah.
It should never happen.
Because it doesn't just affect those athletes.
Nope.
It affects every girl that's trying to get on that team.
Yep.
Trying to make that roster. It affects every girl who has to compete against that boy. It affects a lot more people going the way that the left wants to do it.
It also affects the teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And the locker room. Yes, my goodness.
It's going to affect millions of little girls who play sports because one of the things that the GOP similarly refuses to agree with Democrats on is if there's going to be a ban on trans sports, then there ought to be a ban on genital exams because who gets to decide who's trans? Can I just be at a game and watching a girl excel and go, well, she's playing too good. She must be trans. Let's check her out. And in 23 states, GOP has voted no. We don't want to ban genital exams. We want that to be on the table for us going forward. So I just think we've reached a place of madness, Ali. Like, this is a crazy madness.
Well, if it is an athlete, like, say, at UPenn, and it's Leah Thomas, that dude, be like, wait a second. I'm seeing something there with the tackle.
Right.
Okay. I think maybe an exam to make sure this is a woman, because that doesn't look womanly.
Right.
But is that out of bounds?
No, the left has completely hijacked that part of the whole conversation because what a lot of Democrats have tried to do is like banning examination, for example. Well, you know, anybody who's played sports, at least in my experience, you kind of do during your annual physical in order to
say that,
be allowed to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had the awkward turn your head and cough thing done several times.
Yes, we all have.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
It was weird the first time you get asked.
Yeah, right.
You're like, bad touch.
That's right. You didn't have an older brother. Did anybody warn you what was going to happen ahead of time?
No, not that I recall.
I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, what? What's going to happen?
Yeah, right. He asked
so
me.
This is part of it. Okay.
Then he put the rubber gloves on. I'm like, oh, whoa, what are we doing here? Yeah. Then you said cough. I'm like, what's coughing got anything to do with downstairs? I didn't get it. I didn't connect it to it at the moment.
Did you ask, actually, or did you just cough?
I just coughed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I figure, he knows more than I do, right?
There's one physical where it was just all the guys lined up in a row at the school where they're doing, you know, and you drop trow and the doctor goes down the row.
Oh, man.
That's not fun.
I don't know what's worse, the individual or the row. Either way.
The individual is bad enough, but I don't know about the row. Maybe you feel more of a congregation feeling.
Right. Everybody, we're all in this together. It's a team-building exercise.
Yeah. I was going to say, in 2026, they'll call that team-building.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the weird thing, though, is I don't think that guy was a doctor.
Uh-oh.
He was a librarian.
And I'm assuming you have to have those type of physicals when you're in college as well.
If you're playing
physicals.
Yeah,
I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because they have insurance and all kinds of stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, that's quite... the hoop that the Democrats try to jump through to argue this thing is something.
Well, that's what happens, though, when you have a political movement that the thought leaders have never, like, been outside. They've never played a sport.
This is true. Yeah. It's almost like the new communists that are coming out of the woodwork. I've heard different people talk about, even Matt Taibbi, we can get to it later, where he talks about, listen, I've been around these people for a long, long time.
Yeah.
These are people that have no life experience. Yeah. They don't understand how things work.
No.
Like the, you got to defund all police. Well, that's because they're little rich white kids that have never been in a place that desperately needs police. They don't understand how the world works.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Nobody's asking people to, can I look in your shorts? Nobody's ever said that.
If they have, it's got to be pretty rare.
Well,
it's a bad argument.
It's also the girls' basketball team, and there's a guy, he's 6'1" and has a beard. Yeah, you don't need to check.
That's a dude.
You might want to check the tackle there.
That's a guy.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
As far as the new band of commies, J.D. Vance was talking about this.
I think that it actually is a consequence of the fact that the Democrat Party has become run by the universities and by the professors. This is not working class union Democrats. This is not socially conservative people who just want a fair shake at life. This is fundamentally a view that the United States is an evil country that must be dismantled from the ground and then built back up. That's communism at its core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 100% right. 100%.
Well, it is. And there is also a reason why, whether it's in New York, whether it's looking at polling in Maine right now, working class, lower income, non-college educated voters don't want the socialists. And that has been a theme since socialism and communism ever actually came to the forefront. They say they're they're in favor of the working class and all of that. One of my favorite stories from, I think this was pre-revolution Russia, where the Marxists believed that the conditions were right for some sort of socialist takeover of the country away from the power of the czars. And what they did was a lot of college-educated people, people from the universities, they went out to the countryside, to the slums, to find poor people, and they preached their gospel of Karl Marx.
Mm-hmm.
And they got freaking torches and pitchforks run out of every single one of those villages, in large part because they're like, well, no, I don't really like what you're telling me. I don't always understand what you're telling me. And then also, a big part of their message was get rid of religion. Well, whether they were Jewish or Russian Orthodox that was a big deal for those villagers.
Yes.
And they took it very seriously, and they're like, no, you idiot.
And it's funny, too, because they'll talk about getting rid of religion, not realizing they themselves are a part of a religion.
Right. It's sort of,
that is.
I know this is sort of an oxymoron, but yeah, it's a secular religion.
Yeah. No, I totally track with that. I don't know. This was an interesting question to a former Biden White House staffer. Yemisi Edgewell, if you're familiar with her, woman of color. She was on with Harris Faulkner on Fox and talking about, where the Democratic Party is headed. And you're wondering, okay, how is she going to handle the question? Because some of these Democrats now are like, all right, we got to push back against this. Or, oh, no, we're a Big Ten party, blah, 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 blah. Because they were doing Democratic Socialists of America racial breakdown. 85% white.
Yeah.
85%.
85% white.
Man.
9% Hispanic. 5% Asian, 4% black.
Yeah.
And Harris brings this up.
Now, look at all of this. And I want to get your not only reaction to that, but what do you think it means in terms of the future of your party, Yemisi?
It feels like people who have never really had to work, and we know Malat hasn't had a very traditional job, and this is reflective of a lot of people that are in DSA. They have led very privileged lives where they've only had to sit and ponder about what hard work is and never had to actually do the hard work. And I think that's reflected in a lot of their ideology and a lot of their platform. It's not connected to the steps that take real policy wins to make happen. But I don't think that we should ignore them and think of it as something that only happens in very deep blue pockets. 5 years ago, I could have never imagined that these kind of candidates would be coming to Congress, and now they're here. And the job right now for a lot of people in the Democratic Party is to make sure that nationally, this is not something that becomes an identifier as the brand.
Yeah.
Might be too late.
I think
so,
too.
Hey, look, a lot of these people, they didn't have time to do the work because they were doing the work. Right?
There you go. I go back and forth because there's another part of me that says most of America right now is not even paying attention to politics.
Yeah.
All of us are. It's part of what we do. But for a lot of people, they have no idea that the party's kind of been taken over yet.
Yeah. Well, sort of have raised some eyebrows, though.
Oh, buddy.
Even in the
it's
past,
happening.
Even in the
they passive, just don't know it.
The passive community.
Yes. Update with your girl, Scott. She's getting married here in a day or two.
No, I know she is.
Taylor Swift, did you hear that her wedding with Travis Kelce is going to be over 10 hours long?
I saw that.
Golly.
And they're getting married at like 5:30 in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
And what, the rest of the night, we just dance the night away?
Well, they're saying a source revealed the wedding schedule, okay? And it's tonight. There's going to be some sort of rehearsal dinner with 100
guests. For
100
people.
Yes.
Rehearsal dinner.
Then apparently tomorrow, Madison Square Garden doors open at 3:30.
Yep.
It's 1,000 guests. That's a cocktail hour starting at 4. That's on the 6th floor concourse.
Yes.
The ceremony will be at 5:30 on the arena floor. The reception will begin around 6:30, and it will end at 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
Dang.
Oh,
it is.
Goodness.
And it's like open bar, too.
You know.
Well, yeah. Can you imagine that? They spend...
It's a cash bar. This yeah.
That would have been great because you could have donated the proceeds, see, to some sort of...
They gave, I don't know, $20 or $30 million to different charities this week. And I'm sure it's because I know we're going to get ripped on for having this extravagant thing. Here's our money to charity.
Well, they're building a castle inside the Madison Square Garden. Castle.
Dude, the other thing is today, and I think... I hate defending Zoran Mamdani, but... He put out a message saying, hey, there's a heat wave going on. Hey, during the daylight hours, pump that AC up to 78 degrees.
Yes.
Which they do that in Texas, too, by the way. They TxDOT puts signs up in the digital signs and whatnot that talks about putting your AC up in the middle of the day to relieve stress on the grid. So I don't hate him for that. But boy.
Yeah, but you never listen to it. You're like 63.
Well heck no. I never listen to it.
Because
I'm not a communist.
Yeah.
But anyway, if I'm going to be hot, it's going to be because I caused a blackout. All right? That's it. No, but I got to say, if I'm being told or requested by my government to turn my AC up to like 78 degrees and Taylor Swift is having a 10-hour-long wedding party at Madison Square Garden, I might be a little bit miffed.
No kidding. Yeah. They saw, you know, the different boxes going in there. It was like boxes of lobster meat.
Yeah.
Blackened chicken, packaged chicken, boneless chicken breast, chicken legs. What? No steak? Guess those people can't do that, can they?
No. I don't think so.
Well, have you seen beef prices, though, man? Mm.
It doesn't matter to them. They have a castle in Madison Square Garden, David. Right.
Stevie Nicks is going to sing.
That's the best you could do? Really?
Well, I guess she's a big fan. Stevie will warble something.
I guess. All right. I know you'll try to watch if you can, Scotty. Good luck with that.
It's not televised.
The five stories we're watching today coming right up.
This month were way higher than you expected. Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war.
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird.
All right.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots, he scores.
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-576-2024. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-576-2024. That's 800-576-2024. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRinstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, and now the five stories we're watching today.
Well, a number five, a three-person Minnesota panel that included Governor Tim Walz granted a pardon to an immigrant convicted of sexually abusing a child for years. He offered that child $10 to stay quiet, by the way, at the time, and then also said where he's from, it's a cultural thing to marry young people. Anyway.
All cultures need to be decorated and celebrated.
Yeah, well, there you go. Number four, Las Vegas cops busted a transgender gunman who allegedly planned a casino massacre using a huge cache of weapons. We're talking over $100,000 worth of gear that this dude had in the car.
Another transgender gunman, you say?
I know, weird, huh?
What? Sounds like a trend.
No, no, you bigot.
It's a one-off.
You're transphobic for noticing things.
Yep. I know.
Number three, a national security group is urging Congress to investigate something called the Environmental Law Institute because they've had partnerships with Chinese government-linked entities and, at the same time, was training more than 2,000 American judges.
2,000?
Yeah.
And we get another ruling that makes no sense, and you wonder where'd that come from.
Yeah, now we know.
Yeah. Number two, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell was found unconscious in D.C. Last month, may have suffered a heart attack, according to the latest reporting on whatever happened to him that landed him in the hospital. It's crazy.
No kidding.
And then number one, per the latest New York Times poll, in every Senate battleground this cycle, most people think the Democrat Party is too extreme. Nobody, or at least not a majority in any of those battleground states, think that the Republican Party is too extreme. It's very interesting where we're at right now.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the top five stories that we're watching today. Right now, during their 4th of July sale, GhostBed is giving our audience an extra 10% off. Go to ghostbed.com/MVCR. Use promo code MVCR. That's ghostbed.com/MVCR. Promo code MVCR.
Big story from yesterday, and we were watching it unfold, was that couple that climbed up the top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, gosh.
The antenna.
Yeah.
And then got arrested. Of course, by now you probably know, later identified it as these, you know, Russian daredevils. They've done all kinds of stunts. They were featured in the 2024 Netflix doc Skywalkers, A Love Story.
Of course.
Famous for embarking on dangerous climbs with little to no safety equipment, because there was no safety equipment.
Insanity.
Oh, yeah. They were charged with felony burglary, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and other offenses. And people are like, oh my gosh, well, security's not that good if they could get through this mesh fence or whatever and then get up there, chop the locks. However, you know, they were able to get up there.
Hey, where there's a will, there's a way.
And the thing is, you figure with all these different charges, and it's New York, are they going to do any jail time? Probably not. And so then you think about, well, what's the cost going to be for all these fines and everything else?
Yeah.
Well, the money they will make off what they did yesterday will far surpass that.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally worth it for them to do it.
I thought the guy really missed it, though, by not wearing a King Kong suit.
They had the mask, but you're right.
Yeah,
it would have been different.
Been perfect. Yeah.
They should have had little, like, drones flying around.
Right, exactly. Yeah, his head. He's reaching for me.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. I mean, if you really want to stop something like that from happening, there's a much harsher penalty. Like, you're going to jail for a while if you do something like that. I mentioned it yesterday. Remember the dude that did the skywalking bit in, like, 1974? Mm-hmm. And it became, like, a children's book?
I didn't know it became a children's book.
Oh, yeah, because my kids had read it in grade school.
Wow.
And I remember at the time going, you know, listen, if there's anyone that loves the thrill-seeking and the adventure, it would be me, especially out of the three of us. I was like, man, this is kind of weird because we're saying these people are heroes that broke the law with the grade school kids. And all I could think when we were watching this yesterday, I'm like, this is going to be a grade school book like in 20 years. They will be heroes.
Probably.
Wouldn't doubt it.
All right. They hate the Jews, though.
That'll be the question,
okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism.
and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink in my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. There was something that happened on CNN, and this happens all the time. Mm. It's the changing of words to mean something else. Mm. But it's nice when it does get corrected by one of the panel. And that happened with Abby Phillip, who is one of the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And
the ratings are just terrible. I think probably more views on X from different people making fun than actual viewers that watch CNN. But here was part of it.
And that's something that's really pushing back, it seems, on the heavily anti-immigrant rhetoric coming out of the White House and the Republican Party. They were pretty clear. This country was founded by immigrants and is a place that is designed to give citizenship to people who come here, are born here, but come here and become citizens through other means.
Can I just push back on that slightly? Obviously, I'm a supporter of this administration. I'm a daughter of two immigrants. I'm a supporter of immigration when it's done the legal, correct way. And I think immigrants have done an incredible a bit of good, let's just say, for our country, including my own family. So I don't think there's an anti-immigrant sentiment. I think it's an anti-illegal immigrant sentiment. I would say a good chunk of why Donald Trump got elected is because we have a problem with illegal immigration. I'd say most Americans actually agree on that. They disagree on the level to which it's bothering them and what they want to change. But I know a lot of people that thought that birthright citizenship was a major problem and who voted for President Trump, assuming he might be able to make some kind of a difference.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, it wasn't that long ago. It was Democrats that were pounding fist on table about illegal immigration taking union jobs from Americans.
Yes.
Good paying union jobs.
Got to say that. Forgot. Yes. My bad. Yes. There was branding there.
Part of it, yeah.
Yes. And it's all different now because that is the future voting block of the Democratic Party. That's what they've been counting on. But if you point that out, you are racist and xenophobic. Yeah, that's just part of it. Oh, goodness. Again, 250th birthday, greatest country in the history of the world, all the advances, all that's been accomplished. And now, more than ever, filled with a bunch of people that hate the country and want to destroy it.
Yeah. They're not content to just leave.
Oh, no.
They want to take it from within.
Yes.
Yeah, and it is the oddest thing. Where if you really did believe this is such an awful place, why would you want people to come here? Right. Wouldn't you be putting out warnings to everywhere around the world? Don't come here. It's awful.
Well, it's the old joke in Annie Hall where you got two women at a diner. They're eating. And they're like, this food is terrible. Yeah, and the portions are too small.
<You
know>?
Right.
That's pretty good. Happy to see this story from NBC. Check this. Gambling disorder diagnosis spike in states that legalize sports betting.
The hell
no
you
way.
Say.
I know. Shocking.
I know.
Just kind of crazy. And I think now they're calling it gambling disorder instead of addiction. You can look that up, David. I think even for alcoholics, they call it something different now.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Alcohol abuse disorder or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Had you heard that? Yeah.
No. Where was it at when that was called an alcoholic?
Well, I say alcohol abuse disorder. Is that different from full-blown alcoholism?
Well, I think that if I'm understanding it correctly, it's like that's the umbrella term because there are different types of alcoholics, right? There are some who it's like they can't literally just cannot function without getting hammered, without getting drunk. Like they get the shakes. They're physically addicted to it. There are other people who just can't stop once they start.
Yeah, that'd be me and Scott.
Hello.
Different sides of there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. It's like
twin sons of different mothers.
I say, you know, like Scott was more the marathon runner. You know, the guy who's like, yeah, I'm going to slow and steady wins the race kind of thing. And Jamie Markley.
Every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Jamie Markley was the sprinter.
Yeah.
I would occasionally take a few hours off.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I'd try to get you to sprint with me every once in a while.
I can't sprint.
No.
I can't.
But I couldn't run every day.
Because the evening ends early when I sprint.
Yeah, that happens.
And, and me, I'm the turkey trot 5K, you know, like every once in a while. Sure.
Yeah, that's nice.
Not committed to the bit, though.
Of course. But the gambling disorder, it just sounds like, call it problem gambling, whatever. It's ruining people.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're going on with the story. It's recognized as a mental health condition in which patients often cannot stop gambling despite the growing distress and harm they experience. And this happened after the Supreme Court ruling in 2018, legalizing online sports books. That's when it exploded. And so they're looking at, okay, who does this affect more than anybody else? Well, of course, it's dudes. And they say most affected is 30 to 49-year-olds.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it would have been younger.
Is that where, because you have the biggest, money to burn?
But the biggest increase in the disorder is among those aged 18 to 29.
Yeah.
And disproportionately male.
It's a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I wonder, is this something that people are going to try to rein back in somehow, some way?
Here's the thing. I mean, the taxing and all the revenue that's generated from this greedy government crap, I don't see any way that'll ever be reined in.
I don't know. I don't know how you can. I think it's, well, I'll say it'll be up to the generation that's getting ruined by it right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's not going to come to fruition for, what, 15, 20 years?
At least.
Probably. Right. Well, the good news is the schools are great. Kids are learning more than ever before.
Roads and bridges are immaculate, too.
You better believe that. You know what? I just saw a piece from the American Spectator talking about schools. New York City, and it's basically the failure of schools across the country. Like every once in a while, you'll run into a good school that's not, you know, indoctrinating kids and actually teaching real American history. But a lot of times it's the woke nonsense and teaching what the far left wants them to teach.
Yep.
New York City has a $43 billion school system whose funding has gone up as enrollment has gone down. The highest per student expenditure in the nation, up to $40,000 a year. And you've got 28% testing proficient in math and reading. How is that possible?
I don't know.
I think it's...
That's insane.
Chris Rufo, I believe, who refers to it as a... it's more of a jobs program for adults than it is an education system.
Yes.
That's actually worded perfectly, yes.
It is. And then how do you say that one communist name? Velia Chavalier or whatever?
Yeah.
What was it she said we need is a mentality of people over profit. You can't tell me there's no money for schools, there's no money to address childhood poverty. You're spending it.
Yes.
And you want more?
That's their solution to everything. Just throw money at stuff. It just needs more money. You got to have more money.
Dude.
And we need more of your money to make that happen.
And then certain people get crazy rich.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Of course. Yeah. All right, it's that time. We do it a couple of times a day. Go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what is your story here?
Oh, well, of course, they're still digging bodies out of the rubble in Venezuela after those back-to-back just devastating earthquakes. And it's just a heartbreaking situation all around. Now, CNN dispatched a correspondent to Venezuela, and they found the real angle about the death and destruction and heartbreak tragedy that is occurring unfolding before our eyes.
We've also learned now that more than 100 Venezuelans who were deported from the U.S. just hours before the quake struck had been taken to a hotel not far from the epicenter. That hotel collapsed. But our Stefano Pozzaban just spoke with one of the survivors. He's out front now in Venezuela.
Yeah. See, Trump's bad because he deported people back to their home countries, and then an earthquake happened.
Yeah. Of course you're going to take that angle.
Yeah. Perfect.
So if it just so happened, you got released from jail in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the next day, your home got wiped out by a tornado. It's the jail's fault.
Yes, for letting you out.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Scotty, what do you got for your story?
David, I don't know. You're the one with small children here. Do they watch this Ms. Rachel?
No, Miss Rachel is banned in my house.
I was wondering about that. She is a nut. She's donated $3,500 to Zoran Mamdani's crew, which includes that Chevrolet, among others. She's been supporting their campaign financially. Her and her husband both have donated at least $3,000 to the campaigns of both. And she's been called this generation's Mr. Rogers. Is that fair or not fair? I don't know, but
she's
the numbers
definitely
are there.
Big,
yeah, but she's teaching little kids.
The commies?
Yeah.
Mrs. Rogers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, she is. There's almost a tragedy in her decision to get really into politics because she's in with the left wing, you know, hate Israel people.
Yeah.
And she posted during Hanukkah last year, Happy Hanukkah. She deleted that post because she was getting just bombarded with her supporters saying, how can you say
that's
that?
Right.
Free Palestine.
Right. I don't understand what the win is for her to mix it up in politics.
Well, she's a nut.
It just, but you got a gazillion dollars in front of you in this racket you're in.
What you also have to realize is that she's also very popular online with young women, you know, in their 30s who may be very liberal. And so she's getting the moms of mm-hmm. small kids. She's going straight to the source. It's not about the kids. It's about the decision makers and the people who are going to spend money on the merch that she sells.
Yeah.
Dang.
So that's where the win is.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get my Ms. Rachel hates Jews shirt.
For my story, this was wild out of Spain. It's sort of like this good news, bad news, good news scenario, I guess you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
This patient, 60-year-old man, they do an examination. He had been having some problems. And he said, well, there's brain lesions, and he's got brain cancer is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And then they were looking at it again a little bit later, and they found the cyst belonging to, well, he had worms in his head. That's what it was. It wasn't cancer. It was worms.
Gee whiz.
What?
Worms in your head.
Yes.
I just...
Is this another one of your fears?
Well, because they get in there at night, right? They go into your ears. They go in that way. That's their entry.
Is that why you let your ear hair grow just a little bit?
Well, it helps.
Just like it's a deterrent.
It's like a hockey goalie. Some get by, but most get stopped.
But isn't this good news? I mean, you got a choice. You either have cancer in your brain or worms.
Well, I'll take worms for $100, Alex.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you act horrified here.
Well, it's the whole idea of worms crawling in your brain. My God, who isn't offended by that?
But again, for someone, if you had cancer,
well,
you'd rather have worms.
Well, if I got a choice, yeah.
No. And the great news that the man responded well to, anti-parasitic treatment. So he's basically cured, which is great news. You know, you got these health journals and everything else. It's like, here's how we noticed this in the actual scan that we thought from these lesions was cancer, and it ended up to be, well, what do they call it? Pork tapeworm.
Oh, God.
What does pork tapeworm, is that some sort of worst kind of worm in your
does
world?
It come from pigs? Or eating bacon? Or
all sausage? Right, if you want, we can do a report on that specific
pork
worm.
Pork tapeworm.
Yeah.
What you need to know coming up.
Something else we got to get to. A tournament suspended over smelly players. You won't believe it. For Nimrods in the News and a news update next.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-970-3355. That's 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at wrinstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily. And if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Summertime. Grilling. You know, not everybody's an expert like Van Camp. That's why I love Chef IQ Sense. Makes it easy.
I love going to his house.
Steaks, chicken, burgers, whatever it is. You know, some people like their steaks cooked different ways. Chicken, whatever it is. You got the thermometer going with Chef IQ Sense. It'll tell you when to flip it. It's almost foolproof.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
It took years for you, and now it's like I'm right up there next to you.
It does feel like cheating a little bit. I love this thing. I also got the 4th of July version, the America 250 version of the Chef IQ, where you got the red, white, and blue, 2, 5, and 0 on the individual probes. It's awesome. I love this thing. And right now they got a great deal going on as well to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
Yeah, don't stand over the grill the whole time. I mean, go do what you want to do. You want to hang out with the family, watching the game, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, because you've spent years just suffering over that grill, Scott.
I have, sweating.
Bullcrap!
Yeah, well, I try. If I get to get a grill first, though, if I did, I would use this all the time. Your phone, by the way, is going to tell you when it's timed, when your food is ready. And right now you can save. Just go to use the promo code MVCR. That's 40% off at chefiq.com. You can save right now, chefiq.com. promo code MBCR.
All right. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, you're asking about how does one get a pork tapeworm?
Yes.
Especially
yeah,
I was asking
the,
that.
Especially in the brain, because there was a guy who thought he had brain cancer, but it turned out to be tapeworm. Well, you get that from eating or consuming undercooked or raw pork. How you get it in the brain is because you handled raw pork and you wiped your eyeball, and the little worms got in through your eyeball.
Your eye?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're not going to have to worry about that then. You're not going to be cooking pork.
Well, no. Again, you want to avoid pork tapeworm? Get that Chef IQ sense.
There you go.
It'll tell you when your pork chops are ready.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's a selling piece right there. Avoid brainworm.
Oh, my gosh. With that, we go to Nimrod's in the news. Roll it.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the news on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the news. We go to Beaverton, Oregon. That's where a card shop there has halted its Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament for a week after receiving multiple complaints and bad reviews due to smelly players.
Oh, boy.
This is Chronos Games and Gifts, independently owned game store, has taken a stand saying, this has got to stop. We got too many people that stink. Got people mistreating the restrooms. Multiple bad reviews because of poor hygiene.
Mistreating the bathrooms.
Yes.
That caught my attention, too.
And, David, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament is what?
It's like a, it's sort of, I don't know, it's like an anime card game thing.
Yeah. And apparently, Konami, who implemented the official tournament rules, specifically targeted player hygiene in 2019 because apparently that was a thing.
The nerds are stinky.
Take a shower.
And stop abusing the bathroom.
And that's Nimrod's in the news, man.
It smells like hiney.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PROFIT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PROFIT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PROFIT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PROFIT.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.